Now, most American school children are taught about the anti-slavery movement in the United States, but you have to realize that only 5% of the slave trade from West Africa went to the United States. The rest went to the Caribbean islands and South America. And even today, you have populations like the U.S. Virgin Islands, where 95% of the population are descended from slaves. The anti-slavery movement formed in Europe and America during the 1800s, which led to the liberation of slaves of African descent throughout the Western Hemisphere. And this had numerous consequences, and only some of those were economic.